anyway, after that, I started my own business, because at the time I left the company, the retail world was changing, so that the crews were getting slashed right and left, and yet they were expected to do exactly the same work. And I thought that was sad, but what I ended up doing was starting a company that filled in the blanks for those kinds of things, and Neiman's would call me and say, we need all the panels in the back, the back cases of the cosmetic department, switched out to pink. And I would get my people and we would do it, and just like we would do in hey, babe, take that phone with you, please.
Okay.
Thank you. What I would tell people is, like, my company is a display department, but there's no store attached. It's just a standalone display department, because I had all the same stuff. I had all the same work tables and fabric and supplies, and was happy to help, because I already knew what everybody needed and how they needed it. And it was great fun, because I was dealing with a lot of exactly the same people, but I wasn't having to do the day to day. I could go in when the job was necessary and then leave when it was over. I did a lot of really fun special projects that way, because the director of visual would call me, because he knew that if he told me, I would have time to think about it and not have to worry about all the politics and the day-to-day grind, and I could really concentrate on something, and it could be a better result. And I had lots of projects like that, and they were really, really satisfying. During the late 80s, I think, was it? No, I'm sorry, in 2008, because I left around 99, 2008 is when the bottom fell out, and it was right before that, too, that my work vanished, and, I was the last thing people were thinking about, so I had to think of other things to do, so I started selling things on eBay, and, figuring out how to stay alive, but then it all rolled back again, and, the phone started ringing again, and so I got involved in some really amazing things, and decided to move into a studio. I rented a larger studio with a dock, and other luxury companies started calling me. So I started working for Cartier Jewelers, doing their windows, and actually started merchandising in their stores, which was unbelievable. I never thought I would ever do anything like that. And that, talk about high end, that's as high end as you can get. And I worked for Cartier for about 10 years. And I would go to the stores. Originally, I worked for a woman who was traveling around and doing the merchandising and changing the windows, but then she left the company, and I was a freelancer, and they were kind of stuck. And so they ended up sending me to Florida and Washington, D.C., I was bouncing around as a freelancer, but doing this amazing job, moving all the merchandise in the store and having this incredible responsibility, and accomplishing the job, but at the same time wondering, are they going to hire me? I don't really want to get hired. I like my freelance position, but it was the job I was doing was really more of a company job. But I did that, and then their staff filled up, and they moved me into the position of working with the wholesale accounts. Cartier sells product to private jewelry stores that have dedicated Cartier areas in the store. And my job became to go and make sure that those areas looked right and the product was merchandised properly and clean and the windows were changed. And so this body of knowledge that I'd built up over 20 years or so all came into play because I knew the proper protocol. I knew the just the way things are done, how you talk to people, how you step aside when a salesperson needs to get into the case. You know, those kinds of things. It's a very genteel kind of dance you do, you know, when it's that intimate. And you know, like, I couldn't sell, they wouldn't want me to sell it because I suck at that. But I would know to be gracious to a customer that asked me a question, and I would say, let me get you a salesperson. No. So, but if I hadn't had, you know, a good body of knowledge from everything I had done, I would never have known how to work in that kind of environment. I got, after Cartier, or during Cartier, I got a job at Louis Vuitton, discovering that they hired freelancers to do their windows. Before that, I was working at Valentino, merchandising their stores, and there was one store in the North Park Mall where I originally worked at Neiman's, and there was another one in Galleria Houston. And they hired me to come once a month and move all the merchandise around in the store and take pictures and send them to New York. And while I was there one day, a fellow came in that looked familiar. It turns out that he had been the visual manager in the Houston Neiman Marcus about 12 years prior. And I said, Artie, what are you doing? He said, I'm working at Louis Vuitton. I'm the regional visual manager. We need your help. I said, what's wrong? He said, well, our installer screwed up really bad. Can you fix this? So the first thing I did for Louis Vuitton was fix the window. And I'll never forget, we came, a crew of four, we came in, and in those cases, you have to work at night. You can't do it during the day. And we came in, got there at 9 o'clock, and there was this girl, the sales girl there, who was babysitting. You know, they had someone there. They didn't have security. They had someone there from the that worked for the company to kind of make sure that everything was going okay. And she looked so beat down, bless her heart. She had just been there the previous night for this other poor fellow to try to fix, you know, try to do the window. He couldn't do it. So here she is another night for us to redo it. And so we go in and take out the mess that he had made and work and put ours in. And about, of course, you know, we started at 9. And about 12:30 a.m., I go into the back office where she's got her head on the desk. And I said, Jamie, you want to come take a look? And she looked up at me and she goes, what's wrong now? And I said, nothing, we're done. She went, what? I said, we're finished. she couldn't believe it. She goes, what do you mean? I said, we're done. Come look. She was so happy. She hugged me because she realized, oh, I don't have to spend the entire night here again. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, that started another whole job for Louis Vuitton. And we did the Dallas stores. We did the Houston stores. We did Austin. We did San Antonio. You know, we hired trucks. And the thing about Louis Vuitton, all the props are done in Europe, and they are unbelievable. They spend more on their windows than any company I know of. And the directive was at least 100 pages long every time. And when they first told me, they said, oh, we need your help 5 times a year. And I thought, oh, well, that's nice, because then I'll have plenty of time to do anything else that I would know. I got emails and calls almost every single working day about those windows. And I did it lovingly. I mean, they were all incredibly professional people and a delight to work with and loved, you know, when we would come into Houston, they would welcome us with open arms and we would do the window and be out of there as soon as possible. Sometimes it took a long time because the windows were complicated with electrical and motors and lights and but it was they really have the ultimate in window display at this time in history. It was bizarre. I did that for 6 years, and then it all started changing, and I turned the job over to my project manager, who was, whose background was in theater, and not just theater, it was in traveling shows. And Carlos was able to take this job and do it more efficiently and really, really do it well. And, you know, my health was changing, and so I sort of passed the baton to him. So it's, I think we're up to current day.